Welcome to the Blockchain Life with your host, Wall Street Journal and USA Today's best-selling author, Carrie Oberbrunner. In each episode, we explore relevant topics that help you keep your world connected and protected. Thanks for joining the conversation today. Let's begin.
Hey folks, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. I have with me my second person from Spain, and she's a female, and she is an NFT expert, artist. We are going to learn so much today. I cannot wait. So I'm going to pronounce her name. I'm going to get it right or wrong, but she'll help me. But it's Joy Katharina. Katharina. Mm-hmm. And then it's Lore. Help me.
Lork Scherning.
That's amazing. Can we call you JKL for short? I don't know.
Actually, it's funny. My business partner Guy calls me JLS because that's my initials when you kind of don't include my middle name, which is Katharina. JLS is like the initials.
JLS.
The lengthy name.
All right. I like it. Well, listen, you and I reached out, I think, over December because I started Googling just people that were creating value in the marketplace. Your name came right to the top. And why don't you give us a little bit of backstory? I know you're 26. I know you've been around the globe, but talk to us a little bit.
So first, I want to just say, Carrie, thank you so much for having me on the show. It's just really great that it worked out that we get to do this mm-hmm. now, because when we had initially tried to do this, I was in bed with a fever and I wasn't even really able to read or do anything. And I was like, I have a call now. And then it was like delirium had kind of.
It's not the right time.
But flash forward to our second attempt. It's quite cool how it worked out, because yesterday, just to mention the bit of exciting news, was we actually had a very big Sad Buns mystery box drop.
What does this mean?
And Sad Buns is, since you know you mentioned in the beginning, of course, the NFT element of the many things that I do as a trained entrepreneur who's been in entrepreneurship full time since 2018. Started at the University of Buckingham to complete a business enterprise degree, which is one of the few venture creation programs of its kind offered at an undergraduate level. And the business that I pitched for back in 2018 was actually a new concept development focused on the upper market luxury sector. And the product, which I pitched to basically develop because it didn't exist, was a luxury face mask concept, meaning like literally the wearable face mask, but literally creating something that would actually be stunning to wear and luxurious throughout the whole experience. And that in itself was just a really fantastic journey, because I had worked in the luxury leather goods industry for years, and I've also done an internship in marketing direction of like magazine editorial in New York, 2013. And that was kind of like the beginning of my path in really doing these very interesting experiences where there was just combinations of branding and marketing and fashion and everything that I loved already since always. I've always loved fashion. I always was going to create a fashion brand. But so that was where I was at in 2018, was I was trying to develop a concept which at the time was just a non-existent in the luxury market. Because that was going to be my way to strategically stand out as an up-and-coming designer when you would propose such a product that no one was thinking about. And then, of course, the pandemic happened, and all of a sudden, everybody and their brother and sister were all proposing their own version of a DIY mask, which was just really crazy, because I went from having no market research and data to really sway the panel of investors when I pitched for this business, because it was a part of degree, which is why it's interesting, because it's through this experience that we were able to dive into NFTs. And that's basically the reason why I'm just kind of explaining the progression of how we dove in, my business partner, Guy, and I, to pursue a digital creation, essentially a digital figurine creation, as an alternative strategy to really enter into the luxury market as you know, a competing startup, but nevertheless an industry where, you know, quality and craftsmanship is how it'll find its way, no matter how big or small your enterprise is. If you are able to produce along that level, you know, you will be able to build your business. So we were being very ambitious there, but the traditional way to stand out in Web 2, as we know, makes it a very big upfront cost for entrepreneurs who don't necessarily have like the budgets that you would need to really be getting to that level of exposure that real like luxury fashion houses and so on get, right? Because obviously they have the budget, they have the size, they have everything that you basically don't as an entrepreneur. But what we had in May was an opportunity to find our way to that end destination where we are creating beautiful garments and beautiful artwork and really just producing along the lines of where we want to go as creatives, as well as being entrepreneurs. You know, I guess the creativity part, that's kind of like the gift and the blessing in,
yes,
in this equation, right? And so we had all of these like skills and abilities and knowledge together and ready to just apply it to an industry, because it's cool, because as an entrepreneur, once you know essentially the manual of how to build up a business and your brain is able to think along the lines of supply chain and so on, what do you need, what are the different points that need to be established to make this essentially this vision happen, and that's what we did. We set up a digital supply chain, which enabled us to basically build our first NFT collection, which is actually a game. It's a collector's game, which we've created called Sad Buns. And Sad Buns.
Can I go there? Can I bring that up on the screen?
Oh, that would be really cool. Yeah, Sad Buns. Go on sadbuns.com. Wow. Sadbuns.com. And Sad Buns is our tribute to sadness in our movement as an enterprise of, you know, Gen Z millennials, to really use this opportunity because of, you know, the real raw emotion that was built into how over the summer of 2021 Sad Buns was built, right? That was the project. It was like, okay, we're going to enter into NFTs, so we need a collection. What are we going to do? What are we going to create?
How do I spell it?
So Sad Buns. So like the word sad,
yep.
And then with a Z.
There you go. That's why.
Sad Buns.
With a Z. Sadbuns.com. SADBUNZ.com. Correct?
Yes. Sadbuns.com. Sorry for not mentioning the Z. Yeah.
No, that's good. That's good. So I'm headed there, and you said it's a tribute to sadness.
Yes. What happened was the artist Picasso, who's essentially a Studio 90s creator, and Studio 90s is our NFT 3D artwork film music production house, and this is essentially our first production. And it's really cool that it's been set up this way so that you can just directly see. And we just had a really big Valentine's Day drop yesterday of the two new mystery box Sad Buns, which we can definitely check out as well. What's cool is we have an AR filter also built into the website. So you can actually open your phone if you go onto our website, and you can put a Sad Buns on your desk if you wanted to, because Sad Buns is obviously a 3D, it's a full 3D, a 3D file, right? So it can be a video, but it could also be like a GLTF file because of how we set it up, rather than it just being like a 2D, 2D type collection. We said, no, we have to go for something 3D And so that's why Sad Buns in its 3D form was the direction we went with. But the creator of Sad Buns was actually essentially taking the manifestation of his kind of sadness on the day because of reflecting on many things that the pandemic had essentially deprived him of, like seeing friends, playing football, and so on. You know, I'm sure everybody has experienced some type of, it's essentially the way that we describe it is that, you know, sadness is kind of like that universal feeling that that we can all relate on, that connects us, you know, because everybody experiences different emotions in different ways, but actually sadness is kind of that one that we can all really like relate on. And so the manifestation of the sadness experienced by Picasso was what created the first 2D drawing of Sad Buns. You know, just like a Mickey Mouse started out as a drawing, Sad Buns started out as a wonderful drawing. And from there, we took a drawing and we turned it into an entire lifestyle brand. We started as an NFT, but through having been an NFT, we really got to connect with a community of collectors who are very much bound by the deeper story behind Sad Buns, which does, you know, really want, like, it does try to bring up a conversation about mental health, sadness, but also importantly to encourage an inner dialogue that it's like when you feel sad, rather than suppressing it or just, you know, wallowing in it, right? Be the self-defeating, you know, prophecy of your sadness. And that's kind of that message we push in our movement is, you know, we own our sadness together because, yes, on the one hand, you can buy an NFT and that automatically makes you a member within the Melancholy Club, which is the name of our members club.
Oh, yeah, like the Melancholy
Club is a very, very fun place to be. It's a great community. We manage it through our Discord. So that's where our main customer service as well as just community activities take place. But a place where we're very popular is on Twitter. So if you actually went to our Twitter, seeing as you're sharing your screen, you could see all of the excitement from yesterday night's mint.
I want to go there.
New number 13 and 14 in the collection of 12 have been added. And I actually thought about it when I was waiting to basically get onto this live stream. And I was like, oh, that is so that, like, we didn't even plan it that way, but we have 14 different types of Sad Buns now, and we released it on the 14th, which was Valentine's Day, which is just kind of crazy that that even in addition to that worked out too. So
that's pretty smart. Ooh, I like
it's very
that.
Meticulously set up in how we kind of built this maze that's evolving into so much more this year. We have physical figurines, which are in process of also getting discussed and coordinated and actually produced. That's still coming this year. And we also have a whole fashion collection, which is, you know, the manifestation of a lot of the work that went into, you know, that other business, like I was saying, that I started at university, where I really dove into the world of the London fashion scene and really built a supply chain.
Is this couture? This is couture?
Well, so yeah, so this is actually, this is a teaser because we haven't completed our collection yet, but the first season collection of our fashion will be being launched this year, which is very exciting. There's a lot of very exciting advancements taking place behind the scenes.
So as much as you're able to share, you're working on a potential collaboration with Couture?
Oh, so Couture is essentially the actual registered company of ours. So you know how everyone has, like, there's an LVMH, which is like the holding of the many different brands. So Couture, yes. LTD is our parent company to all of our vast different businesses.
I love it.
That umbrella, essentially. But yeah, Couture is the more fashion, luxury focused business pillar of ours, whereas Studio 90s is more like a Marvel, you know, and that's very, or like a Disney, which is very much focused on the artwork and the art creation side of everything. And
perfect.
We just
perfect.
Kind of divinely organize out our different operations.
I love it. So can you do me a favor? Can you walk us through Discord and talk about how important Discord is for your brand? Can you just take me on like a little 2-minute little journey?
So Discord is essentially the place where you kind of organize your own micro community within kind of any digital community, whether it's Web3, you know, also just in gaming and in other industries. Those are just kind of more the early adopters, I guess, who were using Discord. Now, obviously, there are businesses who probably didn't know what Discord was a couple of years ago, where the early adopters who were using it did now come to appreciate that it's just the most adopted and efficient tool to really like manage your own community, which is important because you then have full control over all of the information and content that you share within your micro community, rather than, for example, just being like a displaying page with nice pictures, like an Instagram account. That's yes. Very great for showcasing, but it's a passive experience because you're just kind of consuming the media they give and maybe even buying if there's like an incentive there or so. But with Discord, obviously, you have direct access to speaking to those who moderate and manage the community. And it's just a much more direct, personalized kind of, it's probably the most advanced form of like customer service when you really think about it, versus like just getting on a phone, trying to call someone. It adds another layer as well.
That makes sense.
Accountability too. And that it also sense. Adds a little bit more transparency as well, because, you know, I don't know how many phone numbers did you call in 2020 that somehow just weren't working and you needed help from a customer service line, and all of a sudden it was just really difficult to do anything just because of the obviously circumstances that we were in. But in this case, it removes that problem, which is good, because as a brand, you really should, I mean, especially for us, since we really target the upper market luxury sector, you know, excellent customer service is everything. So
you feel like your customers are making the mental switch to Discord, or they just kind of are that young, so it's a natural thing? Are there any Gen Xers or older people that love what you're doing, but then they have to kind of like rethink Discord?
Yeah, we have collectors that just range all across. It's more, how do I say, it's more the interest in Web3 and NFTs.
So it's not the age.
All being in Discord, if that makes sense, because that's just where the early adopter, yes. You know, online game playing, you know, just digital creators, or just, you know, gamers, anybody who's more in the internet world, it just seems like Discord, because obviously I am not an early adopter of Discord per se. I discovered Discord in 2019. But I didn't even really use it either, because I didn't know anybody on Discord, if that made sense. And there that wasn't anybody trying to, we just had groups on WhatsApp or so, you know, but it is a very efficient community management tool. And I think that at the moment, it's just the best out there right now. I mean, it's definitely a must in the NFT space as well, because you can manage a lot of users as well in essentially your server, which is really cool, because some projects they're literally hitting like 250k plus, you know, they can just fill their Discords with people. And imagine that's like a server that you could essentially manage that all with, and you can, and it's really, it doesn't glitch. It's It's for sure been very useful for us. Discord's very important in the Web3 space. It's just the way that it is. It's for sure something people need to do.
I see that. So who would I put it this way? I want to take people to your Instagram and all you're doing in a moment, but who would I hire if do people like have jobs with as Discord community managers?
It is a job that people literally are hired for. It's one of those modern day jobs which has a booming demand. So it's for sure, if it's something that somebody already knows, like if you already know Discord really well and you're looking for a job, it's definitely something I know is always in demand for sure, is community managers, because obviously it's customer service. It's a full-time operation, and the internet as well doesn't sleep. So you need to just be able to work, essentially to work at that pace in that 24-hour, 7-day-a-week kind of cycle. So it's been very useful for us. We've appreciated, and we have a very cool Discord too.
It looks cool. Do you have any recommendations?
Send you our link tree, actually. Then I can. I'm not sure if I clicked away.
I'll show you. I'll show your Discord. Can you see me?
Ooh. Okay. Perfect.
Can you see me?
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah. So this is essentially our Discord. And on the side panel, you can see all the different things. But if you go on to, there is one location called Show Your Sadness. And that's where everybody's posting their AR filter pictures, because we have Snapchat filters of
our heads.
So yeah, there you go. And this is our community, and it's really, really awesome that everybody's just kind of participating in this.
That is amazing. So basically, you have a filter that puts your sad buns over people's faces.
Mm-hmm. And you just need Snapchat to access it. It'll be on our Instagram soon enough. But it's just, you know, you got to start somewhere. So we at least have it all on Snapchat. So I would definitely say anyone who's interested and try it out should for sure download. And
you are blowing my mind.
You could do it right now too if you downloaded Snapchat. Just like if you went on our website from your phone, you could put a sad buns on your desk.
Oh my gosh. Should we do this?
if you would like to.
You got to show me what's going on here. I think it would be helpful. I think A, my audience will do it, and because they like to learn, and B, it'll help me. So I'm on my phone. So where do I go?
So if you go to the App Store and download Snapchat.
Yep.
Then all you have to do is download it, and then you're gonna have to create your own handle. So you just have a bit of like a, you know, I guess like a username, and then you should be in. Nice. Yeah, that's the one. That's the app. And you know, it's quite interesting because I actually downloaded Snapchat earlier. Actually, no, it was last year, right? Last year, kind of around maybe. Oh, I don't know. I think it was probably like summertime, where I just realized Snapchat was appearing a lot surrounding DressX, which is kind of one of the leading platforms for essentially like AR fashion. And
you
that's
said
how
DressX?
Yes, DressX with literally, yeah, just DressX.
Interesting.
And they were essentially compatible with Snapchat. And when I saw that, I was like, okay, they might. This is probably an app to make sure I do have on my phone. So I made sure to download it. And it's awesome that we have filters there. So as soon as you're through, I will then show you the part where you can go search.
This is so good because I already had a profile. And all I had to do was hit, you know, forgot password. So I'm coming.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
My password's going to, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but it's something to do with with you, so I will remember you as someone who introduced me to Snapchat. Because otherwise, if I don't write it down, I'll forget.
Oh, no, that would be perfect. Okay. Nice.
So now,
if you show me just kind of the main Snapchat panel, just kind of, I guess, when you're just...
Sure.
Just whatever your screen is, and then I'll help you find the point where you just would search particular words, and then the filters will come up. Yeah, exactly. So,
I accepted microphone. I accepted, you know, all the jazz, and now.
Okay, so if you go on to the search icon, so the gray search icon.
Got it.
Yeah. You should type first try SDBZ. So that's kind of our abbreviation for
SDBZ.
Sad.
Is it purple?
SDBZ.
That's a friend.
Scroll
that's
down beyond the names, because if you keep going down, you'll get to a section. Yeah, there are the filters. There they are. The sad buns.
Oh,
you see how they have sad buns. Try the biker buns though first.
Oh my gosh. Can I take a picture and send it? I mean, I see it right now. I'm like legit the black circle with the yellow eyes.
Yeah, no, exactly. And the cool thing is, if you move your phone back, obviously you could get more in the shot, but I would really recommend trying the biker one on, because that's
biker.
Quite experience.
How do I go to the biker?
So just go back to the section where you were searching for the filters. Nice. Yeah, back to, just for now, just because I know what.
I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm there now. That's cool.
Yeah, so and now, if you zoom back and you take the picture, also it'll work if you go in front of a mirror and you switch the camera's view. It'll be equally as high res, and you'll still get the outcome. It's really awesome. Like, look at that. Ah,
yes. What can I do to this? Should I send it to you or something?
You could, if you have a Discord account, you could always join our Discord.
I actually do have a Discord.
Well, you should join the Melancholy Club, because the Melancholy Club is open to everybody.
I want to. Tell me this first, because I press save. Should I save it to memories and memories and camera roll?
I guess just save it so that it's in camera roll, if that's an option. Perfect. And if not, you can always click on the left-hand bottom corner of where that circle is. So perfect. You just have to click the little icon at the bottom. Is it saved? Because then you can just
save it. It's
cool. Saved. Then you can just close it. It'll be in your saved folder. I'll show you how to access that.
You are amazing. Hold on. I'm going to go to your Discord.
Oh, that's so cool.
It shows me. Oh, listen. You're going to get a lot of people, because I'm going to encourage my audience. Listen, you can't learn about Web3 from a YouTube video. You have to look a little foolish sometimes. You have to jump in. You have to have somebody who's a guru and a guide, like Joy. So let me show you this, Joy. Thank you for doing this, by the way.
Oh, no, please. This is what it's all about. It's all about sharing the knowledge and trying to shorten the learning curve.
Do you see in the bottom left? In the bottom left, it says Carrie.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but it says I got to complete a few more steps before I can talk.
Yeah,
how about I complete that?
It's just kind of a part of the protection of our community, but it's very quick. You know, you just have to basically verify a few little details.
So I'll enter my phone number.
Any trustworthy, Discord server should for sure have some type of security layer at the start to make
sure.
That's
good to know, because you're protecting your.
Exactly.
Your audience. Okay. And then I got my little code. Oh my gosh, this is so good that you are helping me do this.
Oh no, I'm so happy. I'm so happy to do it. And I hope everybody opens it up, and also keep an eye on it, because we're adding more filters constantly. For the latest Yeah, for the latest two, we're adding that as well. But I really want to show you the Valentine's Day versions. And
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna do
we're
that.
going to
Okay.
Twitter for that one.
Okay. It's asking me for my password. Is it my Discord password?
Probably.
Oh yeah, I see it. I know it. I actually know it.
Very
I
good.
wrote it
Yeah, no,
down.
that's honestly, it would just literally touch the hearts of everybody in the team who just works tirelessly to try to just
Oh,
deliver
wow.
this kind of pretty grand wild show we're trying to pull off with Sad Buns. And it's just been such an inspiration to really connect with our community. And we're doing regular Twitter spaces, because what essentially the Melancholy Club means to our collectors is actually that it's a space where they feel like they can really just
Like
let
be
their armor
safe.
and not even escape. It's like open
No, like
up.
I said be safe. Like be,
Of
yeah.
course they can be safe, and most importantly they can open up. That's because that's something a lot of our collectors want to do, and that is one of the things that has struck them with Sad Buns, was the fact that there is that really the bigger picture behind Sad Buns, behind the beautiful artwork, is still very much that message about mental health.
Yes.
And it's really cool because people are coming into the space, they're opening up,
Yes.
and they're getting relief because and for many of our collectors, they say like, I can't talk to anybody. I've never like many like this has been said that it's like I don't have any other place to speak but here. But here I feel safe. Here I feel like I can just open up, and that's like kind of like what the purpose of our spaces has evolved into. Besides, of course, being very passionate about the artwork and the artists and the project and the evolution, right? Because
Huge.
everybody in this Discord is basically watching like a Silicon Valley startup go from being a startup, and they're gonna watch the whole movie all the way up to the part where Sad Buns is just, it's everywhere, because that's what we're doing. And as the entrepreneurs that we are, we work every single day, without fail, 18 hours. It doesn't matter, the time is now. So if you're just perseverant, no matter what, you are going to reach those destinations. If all you do is do, at one point, the empire and the kingdom is built. And so that's what we're doing with Sad Buns. We're taking this all the way up to that level, aspire to the level that Mickey Mouse got. That's where we're going with this. And
I
there
love this.
really is a community behind
I love this.
what we're doing. And so it's just, thank you so much for really taking the time to also let me just to elaborate on Sad Buns, because it's just really exciting. Oh, nice.
So now tell me how to go to. So I'm in Discord, and now I would find the melancholy something.
If you just actually go on our if you go back onto the Melancholy Club, if you could go to where
On my
you
phone, right?
located the link, I can also
Oh,
send
no,
you.
I see it. I see it. I searched for
Perfect.
it.
And then you'll join through, and then once you're in, exactly, welcome to the Melancholy Club. Exactly.
And now what do I need to do?
Ah, okay. So, welcome to the Melancholy Club. You just click. Have you gone through all of the verification
I think
steps?
I went through all the rules and all that already. On my desktop.
Just click the kind of the three lines so that you can
I see
access
it.
like the main menu,
I
maybe.
see it. I see it. Now, oh, watch this. This is so cool. I'm gonna go to the show your sadness. And now I think I get to post my picture. But wait,
Exciting.
that's not me. That's not me yet. Because
No, I know, but it's so cool that we're doing this in real time, and then I'm gonna go and tell like obviously the team about what happened, and it's
listen,
just really
I'm gonna
cool.
call your whole episode how to join Discord. Like we're gonna get this thing going. We're gonna make a YouTube video about it so that it gets searched a lot.
Oh,
So
that's so
now what do I do?
So now you would click, I believe it's on the left-hand corner. Is there like an option that looks like it's for files or like a plus sign?
I see a plus sign. But,
yeah, I think that's the one then. Yeah.
But it's not really like highlighted yet.
Yeah. No. I think you can just click the plus sign maybe. Just there. Does it work on the left?
It doesn't work yet.
Oh, is it because...
Do I have to like verify or something?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just trying to think if all the security layers have just been ticked off the list so that you're able to fully be a member, because obviously Discord has some good safety measures in place to help. Anyone who's there to be fine, you know.
So there's nice. Me.
Cool.
And then now, what do I, what should I do? So this is just all on my profile.
Okay. Maybe go to the bottom section of Discord. You see where there's like search and
so on. Oh, yeah. There's 111 thingies.
Yeah. Perfect. And now you would see the Melancholy Club on the side. So the one that has the essentially the sad buns.
Yeah.
I can't. So, yeah, I think it's white. It's basically black and white. It's black and white. And it basically has a sad buns that has white eyes. And
I think I got something here. I think I figured it out. I think I figured it out. Let me look here. So... Now talk to us about people who feel like kind of like me at the moment where I feel like, oh my gosh, I'm doing this wrong. Am I even going to know, you know, what to do? So, okay. So I just posted me, but I probably didn't enable my phone so that it reads my phone pictures or something probably. Right.
Hmm.
I bet you that's it. Oh, show your sadness. Okay.
That's so cool that this is working out this way. It's very cool.
Yes. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it old school. I'm going to text my picture to my phone. And I'm sure there'll be a better way in the future. Oh, I see what I can do. So check it out. When I choose it, look at this. It's allowing me to choose Discord. And I can, oh my gosh, watch this. Well, this is so cool. I'm going to say, what's your Discord name? Like if I do @joy or something?
To do what? Just out of curiosity.
I was going to tag you and say, Joy, help me do this.
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Then would tag Marley. So you would tag, yeah, because that's essentially my artist name is Marley21, written
at 21. M-A-R.
Numerals.
M-A-R.
Marley. M-R-L.
M-R.
Yeah, like Bob Marley.
Okay, M-A-R.
Marley. L.
Gotcha. And then what?
Does it not appear out of curiosity?
Maybe because we're not friends yet.
Yeah, maybe. Actually, I would suggest it's because it's, I think it's because it's an external process. So maybe just post it and then write a comment afterwards, and then you could tag me and then it should work.
I'm going to say Joy is a total rock star.
You'd have to say Marley though, because they don't know my name directly, because you know we keep the whole pseudonyms. Customer so
You keep it like pseudonyms.
Yeah, I mean it's like an alias, right? Because obviously, you know, Joy I'm an entrepreneur, but you know I had a choice when we were deciding we were going to pursue a piece of artwork as an NFT to adopt an artist alias. And I've had singing aliases when I was growing up. So yeah, it just was, it felt it was most fitting to just kind of go with using just an artist name. But yeah, you can definitely say Marley.
I love that. So talk to me a little bit about that, because I think that's new for some people, that this alias concept, you know, talk to it about the older people like me who say, wow, that's interesting. What would you say?
So the way that I would probably best describe it is think about it like divine organization of my life. So it's like, rather than having to be Joy Katarina, the entrepreneur, and also the creative who's an artist and so on, by creating an alias, you have the ability to kind of just pick and choose in a more defined way, and also kind of just organize yourself a bit. So it's more like when you are being Marley, it's like you're very much there to be creative. And when you're being, you know, Joy Katarina, who I am, who's me, you know, that's my life. That's the entrepreneur, you know, the one wearing all the hats, every single hat that I need to wear all at the same time for all of the different ventures that I am working on, you know, besides like Sad Buns, we have many different projects coming. Another area of expertise for me is I'm very active in the drinks space. Pardon?
Talk to me about that. What does that mean?
Oh, so I have a business partner, Jerome Harlington, and together we have an alcohol-free, completely made in Spain, brand. It's an alcohol-free wine brand collection. And that was another one of the reasons I actually moved back to Spain in 2021, besides the fact that my father is here and the UK is really cold. And, you know, I had served my time at that point. It was just time to, because I've always grown up in the heat. I'm just somebody, I need to live in a warmer place. And so coming back to Spain worked out well, because I speak fluent Spanish and I speak fluent German. But by speaking fluent Spanish, I was able to kind of take over the runnings of the supply chain operation for Sin Vinos here in Spain. And that'll be launching this between kind of spring and summertime of this year. And this has been a real laborious process and project, you know, fighting through all these different challenges that supply chains have had to deal with these past years. We're still going strong and so excited about the brand's launch coming up. And then another very exciting business that I'm a part of is called Yen. And Yen is the world's first NFT tokenized gin brand. And that is going to be launching in the next, really like in the next like few weeks now. The launch is already actually starting. And interestingly enough, in what we're doing with Yen by tokenizing 100 bottles, because it's going to be a very rare NFT drop, there won't be many. It's like the only like first edition collection to ever exist ever. And of course the NFT is kind of like the identity chip to the bottle, as much as it's also like access to the Yen Club, right? And this is where it's like interesting.
Board apes.
Yeah, exactly. It actually gives you utility within the membership ecosystem space that we are in process of building. And it's just very exciting because, again, disrupting the traditional gin market by adopting like an NFT pillar within your business model is in spirits as well, especially like this is going to be something that will be adopted in future. One of the main reasons, and it's actually to combat everything that surrounds, you know, fraud and kind of copying of alcohol. You know, there's a lot of like faking in
the, you don't know what vineyard it was really coming from.
Well, so that is a big problem that you solve with actually tokenizing a bottle and actually being able to verify from anywhere in the world that that is a legitimate product issued by that brand. You know, that's exactly what we'll be doing with Yin. And this is our method of how we want to really onboard the world of gastronomy and mixology, because, you know, every industry needs to find their way into Web3. And this is where we're really like planning on pioneering, is to help that world basically adopt their first NFT, go through that process of actually saying, okay, for this very interesting, rare, you know, New Zealand made gin bottle, which is also a membership, and your NFT is your access card to that membership, I will go through the steps, and we as a brand have it in the website so that you can go in and actually learn exactly the steps you needed to take to get that NFT, because we want to encourage that adoption. That's the whole trick to make any industry become mainstream. We as the early adopters have to educate, have to share. That's why I'm so grateful we got to do this episode, is because in every single layer where we're trying to be a part of Web3, we also need to be trying to help find ways to make it as easy and as palatable as possible to help anyone, regardless of how digitally savvy you are, regardless of your age. You know, it's amazing that the Web3 community is really all about, you know, helping make adoption as easy as possible, as user friendly as possible, because, you know, unfortunately people are really stubborn. It's not meant in a bad way. Sympathy and empathy and nothing but love. I understand how it can be very tedious to go through an experience that you just don't feel good in. You know, ambiguity is difficult. I understand that. But if we can do anything to help someone just actually adopt the future, because it is so exciting. Web3 is amazing. Blockchain technology is incredible. It's so fascinating, and it's, you know, it's where we're headed anyways. Yes. So we might as well try to expedite the process, again, shorten the learning curve through sharing the knowledge. I think that's really a core responsibility of every entrepreneur in this space, because there are only positive additions by integrating, you know, Web3 type technology and systems into current businesses or just anyone's life in general. You know, it can only increase the efficiency and experience, you know. So it's just really cool, and I really just appreciate you know what you're going to dedicate this episode to, about really making it about gosh. And about creativity and so on. And it's, I think, amazing. That's really awesome.
You turned me from a sad buns to a happy buns.
Happy buns.
Listen, this is amazing. I want to bring you on again.
Pleasure. I'd love to come back.
Yes. Are you now friends with my other guest from Spain?
So yeah, as mentioned, I thought it was so exciting that we both did the blockchain recruiters event together. But I just didn't know that we were both in Spain. So I was grateful that I learned that through your episode. And then I went and sent a message, because obviously we're so close. So, you know, it really could be interesting to see
right?
It's an awesome community of people. Like I'm grateful for every new connection I make in the space. So
I totally see you two collaborating.
Oh yeah, I think that could be really fun too. I also see that as a really exciting opportunity as well.
So let's do this. Let's drop in some important links for you. We'll bring you on again. And the last thing I want to do, though, or maybe the first thing, I'm one of these people who I can't quit, you know? So like, I have to figure out how to put my little thingy up.
Oh no, so, the picture post yet?
Well, I'm doing it wrong, or something. So you just got to help me. So, I friended you or whatever it's called. So that's cool, right? That's you, right? Or is this secret?
The thing is, if I grabbed, I have three phones. I'm just going to maybe grab my one phone and then I could maybe. Oh, but the thing is, I think you sent the photo to yourself, correct?
So, I mean, I have it on my desktop, but I'm not sure how to. I'm not sure how to post it here.
Okay. Let's go back to show your sadness. That could be.
Show your sadness right here.
And then I'm just trying. The thing is, I'm trying to like.
See, like not... I got the little gift.
I'm got looking at this from my phone screen. Forgive me. The icons are so tiny.
Oh, you're okay. You're okay. And I'm demonstrating to everyone right now is like, not to give up.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. It's worth it. It's totally worth it. And I encourage everybody, if you take the time to do the photo, please post it.
So do you see how I see the channel on my phone, but what it's not allowing me to do is, I'm sure it's a security thing, but it's not allowing me to select from my phone the picture.
Yeah, I think you have to switch the permissions on. That might be a setting that hasn't been enabled. Mm-hmm. Again, it's like a security thing so that the app doesn't directly have access to your photos.
Yes.
So you might have to give the permission to the app.
I bet you that's it.
And then that also will be the solution for everybody else too.
Yes.
Nice. Was it a permissions thing?
Well, I'm trying to figure it. Text and images. I'm sure that's it, but we'll figure it out offline. It's all good. So don't you worry. We'll end it today, but you will see my picture, everyone, on her Show Your Sadness. And I encourage you, the Snapchat thing was super easy. That was so easy to do. It's really good. Well, listen, Joy, give us a few links where we can find out more about you.
Absolutely. I can. Would you like me to put it in the chat, or I can email it to you as well?
I'll tell you say them, and we'll tell people them.
Ah, okay, perfect. So yeah, the main place to navigate everything surrounding Sad Buns is obviously at www.sadbuns.com. So that's SADBUNZ.com. And then that is where you'll at least be able to learn everything about Sad Buns. And for Snapchat, obviously, we went through that process here in this wonderful tutorial video.
Yes.
So you guys will all be able to figure that one out too. Thanks to Carrie. Thank you so much for keeping up with it.
I was the worst, but Joy was a great teacher. No.
This is what it's about. Honestly, this is how it is with entrepreneurship too. It's like you need to, if you can't, like if the brain, I feel like the brain has this way of just making things just appear so much bigger than they are. And I feel like sometimes you just need to just shrink it down and just like just treat it like a task, you know.
Yes,
just have to set it up. I just have to do a password, you know. It's this is not rocket science. These platforms are not designed to mislead you. It's just about crunching through those tedious step-by-step points. I feel like if you develop the discipline to do that, you'll learn everything in life, because you'll
that's so good
just crunch through, you know.
I love it. Do you want us to follow you on Instagram, you personally, or Twitter?
Oh yeah,
or...
please, that would be wonderful. Joy Katarina, spelt as the name is spelt there. That's my handle. And you'll find me there. You'll probably see my recognizable PFP of essentially the PFP that the creator herself chose, which reminded her most to me. And so I love it. That's actually my first NFT from Misphrase, which is such an exciting collection. Absolutely need to definitely give her a shout out to, because that's something that I think your viewers would also love to check out. I'll send you a link to her as well.
And in our last 60 seconds, tell us, I've heard it before. Again, I'm stating my ignorance, but that's okay. Tell us what a PNP is. Say that again. What'd you say it was?
PFP. Oh, it's basically PFP. Just the abbreviation word for describing your profile picture.
Profile picture, PFP. And then you said that someone else chose it for you.
Yes, the artist herself behind the collection chose this particular Misphrase girl as the girl that reminded her most to me.
Is this common that artists will pick a PFP NFT for you?
Well, no, normally not, but it was a gift as a friend as well. I helped her out, and that was essentially what I got to get as kind of my reward
exchange.
My gift for helping out. You know, I helped to help, but it was just really exciting because I'm just a very big fan of her collection in general. So I just, I thought it was really awesome that it worked out that way, because she really did actually kind of pick me, interestingly
enough.
That's
so good. That's so good. Joy, you brought joy to all of our hearts today. You turned our sadness into happiness. You blew our minds. We are going to promote this thing everywhere. And thank you for your patience. And sounds like I have two friends now in Spain. All right, I think you're both 26 and you're both intelligent and you're both in Web3 and you're both creative. So I sense you both collaborating for sure.
I definitely hope so too. It's all I want to do is just add value and create amazing content. So
perfect.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day and week, and let's please keep in touch. Thank you so much. I hope that this is a helpful video for all
helpful.
Of your viewers.
Super helpful. Thank you. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Blockchain Life. We hope today's conversation ignited your soul and inspired your mind. Post your comments in a podcast review on iTunes or your platform of choice. We read every single review because your thoughts matter to us. Please share this episode with a friend. We look forward to seeing you again on the next episode.